opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, the co-host to the Ask Elle Show, Relationship Topics. And we also have with us our lovely, I didn't forget, co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews. We have a guest listening in here tonight with Christy Lopez with us. We
Christy
would like to give you
house.
What?
I said Christy in the house.
Christy's in the house. Hi, Christy.
We're not going to laugh tonight. We're going to get through this show with
serious. All right. Our phone number here, if you'd like to call in and tell us about your story, it's 530-605-4567. Or you can listen to us at 96.5 FM or 1460 AM. And you can even go on your browser to KCNR1460.com. Hit the live green button. You can text Elle herself at
707-499-8999.
Thank you. That was nice. So, our sponsor. Let's talk about our sponsor for a second, and we're going to let our co-host with the most.
Yes. Good evening, everyone. I didn't get to say hi. He just breezed right
over.
Yeah,
you.
He did, but, you know.
You know, you told me to include you, so I did.
And you'll have to excuse me. I'm really not as bad as I sound.
Yeah.
A little sinus infection and bronchitis, but other than that, I am fabulous. And I owe it all to the Kindness Revolution because I get to play a huge part in this. It's led by Wendy Douglas Insurance in Redding, California. And
amazing.
We are,
she person.
Is, isn't she?
Love her.
Me too. Best boss ever.
Did you know that her mom worked at Lynn's Cafe?
I did for like 30
years. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hi, Wendy. Anyway.
Hi, Wendy. Thank you.
She came up with and is the ambassador for the Kindness Revolution nonprofit. We go around and do random acts of kindness. And once a month we put up our yellow, feather flag that has a big smiley face. When you see that bad boy go up, you better stop because we are giving away 40 $25 gift certificates, good for groceries and gas at the location that we're at that time during the month. We do it once a month. Can't say where, can't say when.
I like that.
But we get to do it once a month, and it is amazing. The way we're able to fund this is through our local sponsors. We have 5 each month. We need our sponsors. And so if you would like to learn more about becoming a sponsor for the Kindness Revolution, please contact me, Lenny, Coco.
No one can see you raising your hand, Lenny. She's raising her hand.
530 524-1369. Yay.
Good job.
You're so cute.
Thank you for Wendy for
yeah,
sponsoring
thank you, Wendy.
Us.
I'm Lenny.
Okay, so Elle.
Yeah.
What the hell are we talking about?
We're talking about, I got a request for this. I don't know if I should say who.
Huh.
We got a request for this topic. I think it's a good one.
You can tell.
Lenny.
Lenny.
What?
What?
Lenny.
Our co-host with the most came up with that?
Yeah, she came up with a topic tonight, which is recognizing signs of abusive relationships. And, of course, as I was doing research on this, I was doing the typical emotional, mental abuse, because physical abuse, you may not be able to recognize physical abuse, but typically you can recognize physical abuse. Emotional and mental abuse are not so easy to recognize. Not Ron, you are nodding your head, and I think you have a story, so I'm probably going to be calling you
out. I don't have a story.
You're
nodding
your head.
You.
Oh, okay. Darn it.
I've never been in one of those.
But Lenny brought up another aspect of this abusive relationships, and to say a little bit about that, because I thought it was a good point that she brings up.
Which
another
one?
Aspect
well,
to abusive relationships is not just in it's not
right.
Just in a
lot of people think that when they think abuse, number one, they think of physical abuse. Number two, emotional and mental abuse is huge. And a lot of people don't know that they're even going through it. I, for one, was a victim, and I hate to call myself a victim, but at that time I was being emotionally and mentally abused and didn't know it. And my sister marched me right up to Women's Refuge, which is now a one safe place, and I was a textbook victim of abuse. Also, it is out of relationships. It can be in the workplace, and unfortunately, I was a victim to abuse in the workplace as well. So it can be in the home, parents with children. It can be in the workplace. It can be with your best friend. It can be in romantic relationships. Abuse is abuse, people, really.
Any social situation.
Absolutely.
Any kind of social exchange. Or when I say social, I mean an environment that is one or more people.
Absolutely.
Well, more than one person. Not one or more. More than one person. There's
yes.
potential for this. And so I'm going to jump right into some of the signs
yes.
of some of the common signs of emotional abuse. And, you know, you may not recognize. I love the point that Lenny brought up about this can happen in the workplace, because I wasn't thinking about that when I first was diving into this. But in the workplace, this can happen as well. And so the first sign is constant criticism. If you are constantly being criticized, that's a sign of experiencing a form of mental or emotional abuse. Insult and name-calling, verbal attacks involving derogatory language. Some of us just take it. I just got to take it.
All right, I take it back. Maybe I have one of those.
What's
that? You did, for sure.
I take it back. Maybe I do have one of those.
Right. You were talking about it right before the show. So insults and name-calling, humiliation. And public embarrassment. And, you know, these seem obvious, but for some of us, we might be hearing this and then just now recognizing, oh, my gosh, I'm putting up with this. I'm tolerating this and dealing with this. So an abuser might deliberately embarrass you in front of others, either through words, actions, or public shaming. Blame shifting. Blame shifting is deflecting responsibility for their action. This is classic. The blame shifting is somebody blames you for something. You defend yourself. In defending yourself, they feel like a victim, and now suddenly they're mad at you for making them feel upset for something that they actually did. I think we call that gaslighting. So I'm doing something to you. You get mad at me for that thing that I'm doing, and I'm mad at you for being mad at me for it.
Mm-hmm.
So gaslighting, that blame shifting, gaslighting, manipulating. Gaslighting is manipulating the reality of the situation. It's always moving responsibility away from the person who's actually responsible. We see this a lot when we have loved ones that are struggling with addiction issues. There's a lot of gaslighting. You may try to address the addiction issue because it's creating a tremendous amount of pain. Chaos, confusion, and insanity. And the response to that would be, you're crazy, and beginning to make you doubt what you're actually witnessing and seeing with your own eyes. Isolation. So abusers attempt to isolate you from friends and family. So if you have someone in your life that's putting down your friends, putting down your family in such a way that they're trying to insulate you and create distance between you and your support system, probably because they're afraid of those people, recognizing them for who they are. They're
That's
afraid
a control
of the people.
Thing, right?
Absolutely a control thing, because the manipulator knows that they have control over you. And usually what it is, I'm not going to say usually, oftentimes what it is you have someone that is a narcissist that has aligned with an empath, because for some reason that dynamic together, the empath is somebody who naturally has a tremendous amount of understanding, patience, bandwidth for wanting to help this person work through their emotional baggage.
Absolutely.
And then the manipulator knows that they can control this person but they can't control the variables such as family, friend.
Right.
They're going to see right through the charade. So what they do then is they begin to isolate you. And the way that they do that a lot of times is through guilt and shame or making your life miserable. And you're wanting to keep peace or you're wanting to believe this person. You even may believe this person and begin to see things in your family that you never saw before and begin to align with the person you're in a relationship and see your family as the antagonists. Maybe they are, but maybe they're not. And in the case, if you had a relationship that was close with your family and you're not anymore, you know, it's time to take inventory of that relationship. You just said it, Lenny, control and manipulation. So emotional abusers use manipulation tactics to control your actions, your decisions, and even your emotions. At any point you guys have an experience or this is ringing a bell and you want to say something to it, please add in. And, okay, I'm getting the music sound, so we're going to take a break and come right back.
Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Elle.
Were you taking a nap over there? Hey, this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle talk show, all about relationships. We also have we have our co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews.
Hi.
And we have a guest with us who's listening in, Christy.
Our very good friend, Christy. We love her.
Our phone number here is 530-605-4567. We'd love to hear from you folks out there. You can listen to us at KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. You can even text Elle herself at
707-499-8999.
Thank you. And a quick word about our sponsor from our co-host with the most, Coco, Lenny.
Oh, I was just making sure Wendy hadn't called in. Occasionally, the founder of the Kindness Revolution, she will call in and speak about the Kindness Revolution. However, she is probably working right now.
Busy woman.
She is. Kindness Revolution is led by Wendy Douglas Insurance of Redding, California. It is a nonprofit, and we do random acts of kindness. We're once a month. We go out and we bless people with $25 certificates for groceries or gas. We can't say where, we can't say when, but all you have to do is look for the big yellow smiley face flag. Typically, you're going to see me running around passing these things out with our sponsors. We have 5 sponsors, and we'd love to have you sponsor. You can be an individual privately, or you can own a business. And that's really what makes this whole thing click, is our sponsors. And the really the only thing that we ask is that you pay it forward. When we give you this certificate, we'd like for you to pay forward a random act.
Well, how much does the sponsor pay?
$200. So we have 5 of them, which makes up our $1,000, which enables us to get our 25 or yeah our 40 $25 gift certificates
for a month,
and we give that to the vendor who is hosting the Kindness Revolution that month.
So
grocery
how
store
how do sponsors get a hold of you?
They call me 530-524-1369.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank
okay,
you,
so
Lenny and Wendy.
Before the break,
we were talking about recognizing signs of abusive relationships. We have a caller, and the caller that we have is Michael, and I want to introduce Michael because, Michael, you listen faithfully every week. Michael also happens to be my nephew. He lives in Ohio, and
I love his
input. Yeah,
Hi, Michael.
If he's not calling in, he's asking questions. So, Michael, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Michael.
Hi,
so,
Andy.
Yeah, what's on your mind tonight?
So, yeah, that last segment really, really rang true to me. I was in a very abusive relationship for almost 10 years. And it really started off very gradual. Started off saying little things about my family, about my mom, stepdad, siblings. And it slowly bleeded into saying things about my friends. And then I was constantly being criticized. And then after a little while, it turned physical. And I was being physically abused and then having to make up excuses why I wasn't going to see my family because I had bruises. And, you know, it can happen very, very slowly. So recognizing these patterns is very, very important. And I wish that I had been able to recognize them or even knew them at the time.
Yeah, and I appreciate you sharing that, Michael, because as a family, you know, of course, we all were on board with the relationship, and you were so happy at first. There's this stage of I don't know, what would you call it? It's
euphoria.
Yes, and you were happy. We were happy for you, and then the decline came on very gradually, crushing to stand by as a family and witness this whole thing unfold. So I appreciate you calling in and sharing your story, and also to say that I know you're doing phenomenal now.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening.
We love you.
Thank you for sharing.
I love you guys.
All right.
Bye. Bye-bye.
And, you know, I think that's really oftentimes the emotional and mental abuse starts out slow. And when you're in it, it's so close to you.
Yeah.
And it escalates gradually.
Yeah.
So for me, I had no clue I was being abused.
It happens so
slow.
I had
no idea.
Yeah. It's an immersion. It's an immersion process.
But it was killing me.
Yeah.
It was slowly killing me. And my family finally said, I didn't believe them. I went kicking and screaming.
Thankfully, you had a family that you were willing to listen to.
Yeah.
And get some help for, you know, what you were going through. Some of us get the isolation part keeps us from being able to advocate for ourselves and get the help that we need.
Right.
And then everything is so cut off. I haven't necessarily been in this kind of relationship. I've been in a kind of relationship where I felt like the abuse wasn't so much that the person was verbally or emotionally hurting me as much as the addiction was creating an abandonment issue that was so destructive to the family. Right. And then the addiction issue was also creating financial issues. And to the point where the addiction was creating an abusive situation because we were losing everything. It was crumbling. And then it brought out behavior in me that out of desperation, it was just chaotic.
Of course.
Yeah. So it can show up in many ways where, you know, in my situation, the addiction was actually what was abusing me.
Yeah.
The problem was the addiction. And then, okay, moving on down our list, you know, you were talking about control and manipulation. And so what that can look like is if you're feeling guilted, did I say that right? If you're feeling guilted, you're feeling shamed, threats and tactics to keep you in line, or you begin to feel afraid of the consequences. If you don't comply with what this person is asking of you, then there's going to be consequences. And that, a lot of times, that the consequences for women is the being cut off and emotional withdrawal. And that being cut off and that silence, that emotional withdrawal to us feels like death.
Mine was leaving me.
Right.
Leaving.
It's terrifying.
I'm going to leave you.
That's terrifying.
If you don't do this, I'm leaving you.
You just get to a place of dependency.
Mm-hmm.
The dependency. Oh, so that leads right into withholding affection. An emotional abuser will withhold affection, withhold emotional support. I'm kind of repeating myself here. Withhold validation. And then along with withdrawing love is stonewalling. So that's shutting down communication. I'm not going to engage. That person's not going to engage with any kind of productive discussions. And then leaving the other person to feel unheard and frustrated. So it may not be an easily recognizable form of abuse, but shutting down the relationship, leaving you in isolation to yourself and not being able to complete with any kind of problem solving is a form of abuse. Financial control, that's another form of abuse. Abusers might control your finances, restricting your access to money, using financial dependence to maintain power over you. Jealousy and possessiveness. Now, I gotta speak to the financial control one. I became a financial controller in my relationship, but it was because of the lack of responsibility that the addiction created. And so then again, it created this weird dynamic and throws everything off balance. Threats of harm and suicide. I'm going to kill myself if you leave me control. And that's a hard one because it does make you feel like you're fully responsible for this. I'm just going to, yeah. And it's scary because you don't know if that person's going to follow through with it or not.
So not fair.
Mood swings. I'm going to speak to mood swings a little bit because I don't know that mood swings are necessarily an intentional form of abuse. They can be abusive, but there can be mental health issues that maybe a person is dealing with. And if it's not diagnosed, and the person's not getting proper help and maybe even medication, that can create mood swings. So if you're dealing with somebody with extreme mood swings, they may not intentionally be trying to create a situation of control. It just goes sideways because of the mood swings. Mood swings that manifest very much like addiction. They take over. It's unpredictable. It creates chaos and insanity. It's drastic and unpredictable. The abuser can create an environment. It can go so far as to create an environment where there's fear and uncertainty for your safety. So moving on from that, we're going to talk about how emotional abuse can be more subtle and insidious, making it difficult to recognize. So I thought those things were kind of subtle and insidious, but maybe it gets more subtle and insidious. And if you guys, again, please weigh in if this is bringing up anything for you.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Okay, so gradual escalation, that's what Michael was talking about. There was a gradual progression of the circumstances changing and throwing you emotionally off balance. Okay, we're going to take a break here and be back in a couple of minutes.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
And this is Ron Glenn, co-host of the Ask L Talk Show, all about relationships. I like that music. Can we just listen to that for a bit? Just kidding. And we have with us our co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews.
Hello.
Hello. And we also have Christy Lopez here.
Christy, say hi into the mic so we know if it's working.
Hello.
I think that's working. Wait, is it working?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I can't tell.
Our phone number here is 530-605-4567. Please call in and tell us your story. You can listen to us at KCNR1460.com or 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. You can also text L at
707-499-8999.
Or you can message any of us on Messenger. Ask L, Lenny Matthews, and Ron Lim. Okay, so, we got to talk about our sponsor.
Kindness Revolution.
Yes, we have to talk about Wendy.
Okay. Led by Wendy Douglas Insurance. And I wanted to mention that our five sponsors for August are Grind, which is, they do defensive space. Around your home.
Oh, yeah.
They're awesome. Fires. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Of course, Wendy Douglas Insurance, Clear Creek Market, and No Boundaries Recovery, and Bressett Trucking. So those five people.
Nice. Got some new people there.
Yeah.
Nice, yeah.
Yep. Something else that I wanted to mention about the Kindness Revolution is Wendy has taken this into the schools. It's kind of a new concept for me. We're almost sold out for the rest of the year for sponsors, but we do have four or five spaces left. So do call me about sponsorship. However, we're taking the bully program into the schools. And as soon as I launch that, we'll be talking about that in a little more depth, but we have one school up and going right now already with the Kindness Revolution Bully Program. So if you are interested in being a sponsor for the Kindness Revolution, which is giving away 25 $25 coupons for gas and groceries, give me a buzz at 530-524-1369. Thank you.
Okay, we lost. we lost our
Everybody's got the cough.
Yeah. So tonight, I'm just going to go back to what we're talking about. We're talking about recognizing signs of abusive, if you're in an abusive relationship. And we were jumping into some of the more subtle signs. We talked a little bit about the obvious ones. But honestly, a lot of relationships just don't start out obvious. In fact, if you're in an abusive relationship, it can start out so charming and feel so good. One word for that could be love bombing, but sometimes it's not always love bombing. It's just a good feeling. They have a way of making you feel special, feel heard, feel validated, feel noticed. But that, it's a form of masking. It's just a role that's being played because down the road, all that's going to come off, and it's going to become, especially if they see you as getting to a point where you're recognizing what they're up to. So mixed messages is one way that somebody can begin to subtly, it becomes abusive, because what happens is that it's the mental trap you get stuck in these abusive relationships that are not so obviously abusive. And the mental trap is they can flip-flop between being loving and affectionate, making lots of apologies, to creating a cycle of attention. So it becomes this tension, abuse, reconciliation, apology. That cycle can actually become an addictive cycle because it's creating chemicals released in the brain that, for lack of a better word, that your body gets addicted to. So the loving, the withdrawal of love, it's a form of intoxication, and the withdrawal of love, we want that back. We want that feeling of love. They make us feel so good. And I mean, it's spiking your dopamine chemicals in the brain. And then they come out at you with something that doesn't feel good. So this back and forth between tension and reconciliation, the inconsistency.
You can call that a pattern.
Well, this is what my rule of thumb is once if it happens once, okay, maybe that's just it happened once. If it happens twice, my antennas go up. This could be, it could be a coincidence, but it could be something else. If it happens three times, then it's a pattern, and take it very seriously, because what's happening now, the third time this person's showing you what you're in for the long haul. The inconsistency can lead the victim to question their own judgment and feelings. So you feel good, you feel bad, you feel happy, you feel sad, you feel like they love you, and then you feel like they're angry at you. And let me just say that this is one of the ways that psychologically nefarious groups brainwash people. This cycle. This is how they get their victims to, what do they call it? The Stockholm syndrome. This is right. One of the ways that they get their victims to actually become invested in them and look at them with
have a relationship.
With positive regard. So they create this cycle of flooding with good and then withdrawal. Flooding with good and then withdrawal.
Yeah, even people that have been kidnapped, I think, experience this with their captor.
The first time I heard this was with, and I don't know how many of our listeners will remember this, but the Patty Hearst kidnapping.
Yes.
That was the first time I heard about the, I don't know if they even called it Stockholm Syndrome back then. Maybe they did, but it.
Well, doesn't it go back to the hijacking of a plane?
She became part of the SLA.
Yeah, Sinhalese Liberation Army.
Yeah.
And here she was from a very prominent family. They kidnapped her, brainwashed her, and then she was became a part of their
terrorist group.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was amazing.
So that goes really well into normalizing behavior over time. An emotional abuser can normalize their hurtful behavior. Sorry, I lost my place in my notes.
They make you feel like it's normal. You start feeling like It's all you. It's not them.
Yeah.
And
what's wrong with you?
Deserve,
what do you mean?
Like, you deserve this, and it's just a normal relationship. Pretty
You're
soon,
crazy.
You have no clue that they're doing anything wrong to you, and anything you get, you deserve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're crazy.
And you just need to get better.
You're crazy.
At
Something's
everything.
Wrong with you. You've lost your mind. You're being dramatic. Stop overthinking everything.
Yep.
Stop making too much of it.
Yep.
So then it's normalizing their behavior and abnormalizing your questions about their abnormal behavior. So this normalizing makes it harder for the victim to identify the abuse.
I kind of had a thought on that.
Okay. Thank you, Christy. This is Christy, by the way, weighing in. I love hearing from you.
Our Florence good friend, Christy
stuff.
Lopez.
Yeah.
Thank you. What you got?
Well, I was thinking people might be like, well, how do I know? You know, how do I identify it? Because it's such a broad, emotional abuse is so broad, you know. But I know from experience, your body will tell you. You start feeling like you're walking on eggshells. You're afraid to bring up certain topics. You'll sweat more because you're uncomfortable maybe around that person. Your heart might beat faster. Your stomach might turn sometimes.
That's a sign of being in crisis.
Yeah.
All of those things you just described are a sign of being in crisis.
Yeah, and it could be physical or emotional abuse that's causing those feelings in you. But, you know, I just remember feeling uncomfortable in my own skin all the time and just on edge and nervous. And so, I mean, I think your body will tell you, and you may not recognize, why am I sweating so much? Why am I, you know, but your brain goes, I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't bring that up, you know.
And internalizes it. You turn it back on yourself.
Yeah.
A lot of times. That's the normalizing of it, is thinking, oh, what's wrong with me, or I need help, or I'm.
And empathizing, like with, you know, Patty Hearst, the abductor, you start to empathize with that person and think, oh, it must be me, they're stressed or whatever. You know, you make excuses.
Yeah, they've been starving you for 3 days and you're suddenly very grateful for them feeding you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's a kind of oversimplified example, but it's the withdrawing of stimulus and then reintroducing that in a way that you're so grateful to have it.
Mm-hmm. That's the whole dopamine rush thing.
Yeah.
You know, oh, they do love me. Look what they did for me, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
After they did all that to you.
After they did all the bad stuff, yeah. So,
thank you for sharing that. Yeah.
Thank you.
So, another way of subtly doing this is emotional investment. If we've emotionally invested in the person in the relationship and we have deep feelings, especially if we're empathetic, we could easily downplay or rationalize the abusive behavior from the other person to protect the connection that they value. I love that. That makes a lot of sense. We want to protect the connection because the withdrawal of that, the tactic of withdrawal can feel so devastating, especially if we have abandonment issues. And so withdrawal feels like abandonment, which feels like death. To us.
Yep. Very painful.
Yeah. So the impact of abuse on mental health. Being in a relationship like this has a devastating impact on our mental health, and they can have a profound and devastating impact on our emotional and physiological responses. Our relationships can be long. Okay, I've lost myself in my own notes. I apologize. I'm just going to jump into anxiety and fear. So constant, because I like this one, constant exposure to criticism, insults, and threats can lead to heightened anxiety and fear. And I want to talk into this and just say that when you're repeatedly and constantly exposed to prolonged situations where you feel anxiety and fear, it has an effect on the brain and literally changes the architecture of the brain. These chemicals are so powerful that get dumped at toxic levels when we're exposed to this constantly that it shrinks the hippocampus in the brain. And the hippocampus is responsible for helping us regulate our emotions. So pretty soon, our own body is no longer serving us well. Is it time to take a break? Did I hear music?
No.
I'm hearing things. So victims can feel on the edge anticipating the next outburst or episode of abuse. You know, that's being put in a constant state of trauma. And it's hard on the body. Stress does horrific things to the body. It can create depression, continuous emotional turmoil, isolation, and manipulation. This really begins to feel like a place of feeling helpless and powerless. There is nothing more defeating than a sense of feeling powerless over the situation or helpless in the situation. So the abusive relationship will contribute to feelings of sadness and despair that can actually lead to clinical depression. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Redding cares about clean, affordable transportation. Redding Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Mel.
We're back. This is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Mel radio talk show about relationships, and we also have with us, of course, is our co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews. And
hi
we
there.
Also have our special guest just hanging out, Christy Lopez, our good friend. Say hi.
Hi.
If you'd like to call in, we'd like to hear from you. Our number is 530-605-4567, or you can come in at kcnr1460.com. Or you can text L at
707-499-8999.
Or you can text or message any of us three. Ask L, Lenny Matthews, and Ron Lim at on Messenger. And Lenny's going to tell us a little about our sponsor.
Kindness Revolution is our sponsor. Can't say where, can't say when is our motto. But we just go around spreading kindness once a month. And you're going to know it when you see that big yellow flag come up that has a big smiley face. And we give away 40 $25 gift vouchers for food and groceries. We have 5 sponsors that help us put that together so that it happens. And it's also led by Wendy Douglas Insurance. Which she actually is the person that makes this all happen. So
incredible.
She's
woman.
She's awesome. Love
thank
her.
Thank you, Wendy.
Yeah. Our sponsors this month are Grind, Wendy Douglas Insurance, Clear Creek Market, No Boundaries Recovery, and Breathitt Trucking. Also, you can look us up on Facebook at the Kindness Revolution, Redding, California, led by Wendy Douglas Insurance. You ought to check that out. And if you have any questions, give me a buzz at 530-524-1369.
Thank you, Lenny. Yes, okay. So, Elle, where were we before the break?
We were just talking about recognizing the signs in abusive relationships. And I think, you know, some of the things that impact us mentally, health-wise, as a result of being in an emotionally abusive relationship. I think the kind of the obvious ones, depression, creating depression, of course, low self-esteem, guilt and shame. We've already talked about that one. And, but, you know, I want to also emphasize that this can lead to post-traumatic stress. If you are exposed over and over again to something that stresses you and makes you feel threatened, and put you in a state of fear, anxiety constantly, then it's going to take its toll on your body. And what happens when you have PTSD is those hormones that are meant to help you in a stressful situation are now flooding your body at abnormal levels. Those abnormal levels take their toll on your organs, on your arteries, on your brain. PTSD, it begins to make it so that you can't even regulate your emotions well anymore. Your brain, what happens when you get in a PTSD episode, and it can happen over nothing, anything that just creates a sense of anxiety and fear can suddenly begin to flood, have this onslaught of these chemicals. What happens in this case is that your brain starts to actually shut down. The higher functioning regions, the executive functioning regions of your brain just don't work because the blood's leaving and it's redirecting itself to your extremities, to your limbs. Your heart rate increases. Your body thinks it's going to need to flee something that's about to kill you. So your heart rate goes up, your mouth gets dry, you're not thinking quite the same. It's pointless to try to get yourself to think clearly in that situation because your body is now doing something different. So you have to kind of wait it out. But it becomes a health issue. And Lenny, I want to address something that you brought up during the break because I think it's worthy of talking about, and that is, did I say Lenny or Wendy?
Lenny.
Okay. I'm having a PTSD.
Close enough. It's an IE. Close enough, it's an IE.
But you did bring up about recognizing abuse in the workplace or something outside of just a relationship. I appreciate you bringing that up, and I just, because you've experienced it, and I've been fortunate. I feel like I've had really good work experiences for the most part, but you've had some pretty awful ones.
Yeah.
And probably a lot of listeners that are in the same place.
Maybe. So, let's talk. Are you willing to talk about it?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
It's a real thing. It's more prevalent than you think. It's, the buzzwords are, you know, there's always sexual harassment, so on and so forth. But abuse in the workplace is very, very real. And, it works the same way. You are singled out by a superior, boss or whatever, because really they're the ones that can lay the hammer. You can also be bullied by your other coworkers, which goes down a whole new facet, which is bullying, and that's a form of abuse as well. Mm-hmm. That can happen in a friendship, at school with a teacher. But the workplace can be miserable because you're stuck.
And you don't feel like you have recourse.
Exactly. And the messenger is always shot.
Yeah.
Because you never know if that guy's working with the El Jefe at the top.
I know somebody close to me that's going through this right now.
And I would cry.
Somebody very close to the top.
On my way to work every single morning, it was so, so abusive. Mm-hmm. Singled out, mocked, made fun of in front of other people.
Humiliated.
And I was a producer. Mm-hmm. I made the company. I was in the top 2 percentile. Go figure that one out.
Interesting.
So what you can do for that is get some counseling on that and get a good attorney, because it's a real deal, folks. Really,
you know,
truly
there's somebody close to me that has been going through something similar, and that person was constantly criticizing it.
Yes.
It was just an awful situation until
yes.
this person that I know finally confronted that person. It unraveled her. The other person. When that person was finally confronted, like, what is it that makes you feel like this is okay to do? And what is it that makes you feel like you can't just come to me and talk to me?
Right.
When that person was confronted with this, guess what? A puddle. Person became a puddle. So it's interesting. I don't know that that's always going to be the case, but.
Well, that sounds like a bully.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about a boss making an example out of you for no reason at all.
Well, this person was a supervisor.
Oh, boy.
I know. It's not always
wow.
going to work out that way, but it was interesting. Very painful dynamic. Unfortunate,
yeah.
But.
So don't be afraid of it, though. It's real, and no one deserves to live like that in any situation.
It creates so much stress and so much anxiety. And when, you know, and then what happens is this thing called triangulation, where you have there's stress in a situation, in a dynamic between people. So then what happens is, in order to manage this stress, two people gang up on the other person.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to this person. I'm going to talk about you because that's going to relieve my stress
right.
of how I'm feeling about you. And then that person's isolated. And
great point, because he collected about half of the staff that was on his side. And so everybody, it was not good.
That's a very hard thing to have to
not good.
Navigate. So what do you do? What do you do if you're in a situation, if you're in a relationship? I mean, we could really go on and on about the dynamics
and
the effect
topic.
And the consequences of this. We're never going to do it fully justice. But if you're in a situation and you're experiencing these things, this has rung a bell with you tonight, what do you do? You know, what's the next thing that you do? Well, it's really important to get a support system around you. That does not necessarily happen as easy as that might sound, because it's possible that your support system is no longer around you. But it's going to reduce stress if you can begin to make alignments with people that can be supportive of you. And I'm not talking about people that are beating you up for being in the situation and what's wrong with you and why are you doing this and don't you know better and why don't you just get out of it. And that's not support. Support is somebody that can empathize with you, come alongside of you, and emotionally help strengthen you as you get through this and grow. Because it's an opportunity. We're in this situation because there's also a part of us that allowed us to be in that situation. So having a support system around you that's going to be there for you, understand what you're involved in and the trauma that it's causing, not make you feel worse for being in it, but be there for you as you're growing through it, because it's not necessarily going to be an easy process. So you need validation. You need supportive friends. You need family, even organizations. Lenny, you were talking about one earlier that is a great resource. And what is it?
One Safe Place.
Yeah.
In fact, I did some research, and I think One Safe Place is the only place in Reading where it is a crisis center where you can go if you're abused, and that is physical, emotional, mental, whatever. Very, very, very wonderful place.
And that's called One Safe Place.
One Safe. And then a good therapist, and they will send you to one.
Great, a great place to end on. Thank you very much, you guys, for being here.
Thanks
Have
for
a good
listening.
Night.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.